But there's no... I don't know why they would do that. There's cabins out there for everybody's use, and they're certainly not hurting anyone. They're helping people, and except that the Park Service doesn't want anybody else in their park, apparently.
Are most of these cabins built from materials right there in the area?
Oh yeah, most of them are just log cabins that are that are put up, and you know, been there for years, and people come along and use them at different times, and usually every people always leave a little better. They improve them a little bit every time they leave. They'll do something, you know, leave a little extra food in there or a little extra gas or something for the next person that comes along. That's the way cabins have always been on the Yukon River. You just leave your cabin open for anyone else, anyone to use if they. If they need them, they're there for them.
You just replace. True?
No, I don't. Well, it is. Yeah, it is true in some cases. During the that movement, when there was so many of the what they called the hippies coming down the river, they would just stop at cabins and burn up all the wood and not replace the wood pile and come through. But the majority of people that are out on the river. They just stop just for shelter, and they'll leave it as they found it.